The Creative Strings Podcast is sponsored by Electric Violin Shop. For answers to your questions about all things electric strings, whether electric violins, amplifiers, effects, accessories, pickups, and more, call Electric Violin Shop during business hours. Their phone number is at their website, electricviolinshop.com. Hey, in this episode, I'm going to explain to you how to learn and know and remember the chords to any song that you're playing. First of all, I'm assuming that probably like 98% of the bowed string players that I play with who want to learn to improvise over different songs, how many of them are consciously aware of all the chords? You're usually not consciously aware of all the chords, right? The reason I know this, I've worked with thousands of string players, and also because I went through a similar process. So I used to play songs over and over without knowing what the chords were. I know some of the chords, but I didn't know all the chords. I assumed, first of all, that I should be able to just hear it. And I also assumed that if I just tried harder and kept playing the song and tried to hear it, I would get it. But that didn't work. It didn't work, and it probably won't work for you. If you play a song over and over and over again and keep trying to hear your way through it without consciously knowing what the chords are, you might get a little bit better at it, but you'll continue to play that song and you'll still struggle in the same places in the same ways. That's what happened with me. And then I finally got serious about it. I was like, you know what? I should just know every chord of every song. And that's when I developed a standard for myself. I know a song if I can accompany someone else on the song. Now, if you want to accompany someone else on the song, you're probably going to need to know what the chords are. There is, you know, very rare exceptions, I guess, for some people who learn how to play chords, but they never give them names, you know, and that's fine. If you're a person, you don't know the letter names of the instrument you play, that's fine. Then you're an exception. But for everybody else, and that's probably you if you're watching this video, I invite you to get rid of these assumptions that you've probably had, because some songs you'll hear and you'll be able to hear your way over it as a soloist, but that's different than accompanying someone else on the song. Am I right? Have you ever tried that? Just ask somebody to play the melody of the song and you go ahead and accompany them and see how that goes. If you can do that, you'll know, hey, I really know this song. Not only will you know the chords of the song, but you'll also be able to express the song in a very rhythmically stable way, which is a great practice to be basically a caretaker for the rhythm, caretaker for the time, caretaker for the groove, and for the harmony. And when it comes to accompanying on bowed string instruments, I do it one of two ways, and sometimes I combine them. So one way is learn the bass line to a song, and the other is learn the inner voices, which is like the middle parts, right? And then sometimes you can do like a combination of both. Play bass lines. So that's how you want to practice, to be able to learn the chords for every song so that you could actually accompany someone else on the song. And I will explain how to do it, how to get the chords. So number one, you can Google it. You just put name of the song and then you Google chords to this song. Another way you can do it is you can ask somebody. And then the long way to do it would be listen to the bass note. What does the bass note play on the downbeat of every chord? It's going to be tricky if you're a violin player. You'll have to transpose the bass line in your head. Let's say it's like, you hear that in the bass. And you're like, I can't hear that note. I'm playing the violin. I don't recognize those low pitches. So what you do is you transpose it. You sing it up an octave. And then you can test that on your violin or whatever. And then you know, okay, that's a C. And then you can check and see, was it major or is it minor? So that's the long way. You just check the bass notes. And that kind of gets to my next point is that once you have like a little piece of paper that just has like the name of the chord for each bar, this is a chord chart, right? Once you have that, what you can do to practice, to memorize and remember the chords of the song, is you can just listen to a recording of the song and play the bass line on the downbeat of every chord. So I'm trying to think about, like a song like Stand By Me, right? Dun, boom, boom. Dun, boom, 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 dun, 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 A minor, boom, dun, dun, double F, double G. All you would do is just play the bass line, or rather the root of the chord on the downbeat. So it'd be like this, 2, 3, 4, C, C, A minor, A. Like, that's all you do. And do it like 10, 20 times, right? Now, after that, I've got a lot of exercises, ways that I show people how to learn the inner voices, how to voice lead the inner voices, play arpeggios, that sort of thing. But this is one thing you can start with. Just play the bass line to a song. Do it, you know, 10, 20, 30 times. And you will start to remember the chords of the song. Like, it's just memorization. Once you're thinking about it that way, and once you do one song, two songs, the third song is going to be a lot easier. The fifth song is going to be easier. And just know, the biggest thing I want you to take away from this, I'm going to wrap this in a second. The biggest thing I want you to take away from this is the mistake that everybody makes, which is assuming that you should just be able to hear it. You shouldn't just be able to hear it. Even if you grew up playing fiddle melodies or classical melodies or whatever it is, you didn't necessarily train yourself to hear chords. And the quicker that you just kind of acknowledge, like, I don't know the chords of the song, I should learn them, the quicker you just kind of do that, the quicker you're going to start having less struggles, frustrations. Like, there'll be more clarity. You'll move forward immensely, so much faster. So that's kind of my tips for this episode. I'd love to know what you think about it. So if you're on YouTube, leave a comment beneath the video. If you're on a podcast, you can check in with me. Well, you can probably leave a comment on the podcast as well. I do want to tell you about some things that are coming up, ways that you can get more help. First of all, we've got our live events, our summer event in the USA in Asheville. You can find it at christianhouse.com or reach out to me, Chris at christianhouse.com. Intimate five-day events in Asheville, North Carolina. In the fall, we're in Europe, in Lausanne, Switzerland. That's a four-day event. It's a festival and it's a workshop. And as always, new students can take a free lesson with me when you sign up for a trial of my Creative Strings Academy. And that is at my website, at christianhouse.com. If you're a teacher, you can reach out to me, also my email, to ask about my coming to your school to work with your students. Hope you've enjoyed this, and we will see you on the next one. Until then, happy practicing.